Krishna life. They say we feel like doing deity worship, we don't feel like doing deity worship. That's okay. Feelings will always go up and down. So you can, over a period of time, find out what is a standard which is at the mean. So when you feel high, you may feel, you know, I want to do this and this and this and this. But when you go down, you feel, I don't want to do even this. So don't decide your standards based on this. Don't decide your standards based on this. See what is the mean. And you feel that, so when you are up, you can be able to do this quite easily. When you are down, you'll have to pull yourself up. But you don't have to pull to the top level. So in general, in the home, deity worship, whatever it is that we are doing, the standards are adjustable. But the adjustment should be done by plan, not by vim. Vim is, today I feel like doing it, today I'll do it, tomorrow I don't feel like, I don't do it. So it's not that we are meant to torment ourselves by doing things even when we don't have the energy to do it. But make a plan and say you decide for 1 week or 15 days, I will try to do it like this, or 1 month I'll do it like this. And after you find, okay, that standard is not manageable for you, then you adjust some other standard. Now, I cannot make 3 offerings, I'll make 1 offering. Or I cannot do this, I can do this. So that adjustment is fine. No, whatever it is, I'm saying, offering is just an example I'm giving you. That don't get too caught up in, oh, I can't do this or I must do this. The standards themselves are adjustable, but the adjustment should not be just endless. So make a plan and see accordingly. Whatever you feel like steadily doing. And as far as pushing ourselves a little bit, there are 3 ways we can get a push. Basically, in bhakti, there is the emotional, or there is the emotional, there is the intellectual, and there is the relational. Intellectual means that, you know, we remember the philosophy. If you hear some classes, read some books, how important deity worship is. You know, have that noted down. Maybe before sleeping, you read that once. And then or maybe after waking up, you read that. It will give you the enthusiasm. Yes, I should be doing this service. Have some shlokas about the deity worship. That's one way. Second way is that try to have some other devotee friends with whom you can talk about this. You see that they are doing this, and I also feel like doing it. When you are going through some struggles, you know, you tell them, this is what I am going through, what can I do? So that will give you also some inspiration by that. And emotional means you see this as your relationship with Krishna. That, just as any other relationship also, we go through ups and downs. But there are basic commitments that we maintain. So what commitment level we can maintain, don't become fixated about that. Keep that flexible, but that flexibility can be not just based on day-to-day moods, rather it can be a little long-term plan which can be adjusted over a period of time. Okay, Mataji? Take care. Hare Krishna.